In his typically casual tone, Justice began his address with a joke about the temperature outside the Capitol, as well as that inside the House chamber.
How can it be 65 degrees or whatever outside right now and 85 in my office and whatever it is in here? But let's just hope this, that this is the hottest it gets in here for the next 60 days.
Such a comment comes after a divisive session last year and an extended budget impasse while Justice was still a Democrat, before switching back to the Republican Party last August. While last year's session was marked by budgetary issues that almost forced a government shutdown, Justice spent much of this year's speech describing a more hopeful economic prognosis. Early on in his speech, however, he did address continued problems related to opioid addiction.
We have to stop this terrible drug epidemic. We have to. If we don't, it will cannibalize us. You know, just recently we had to dispatch the National Guard to Huntington to try to stop the terrible shootings that were going on in Huntington. You know we have to build treatment facilities, or we have to have additional social workers, or we have to do additional law enforcement. Do we not? Of course we do.
In a nod to the fiscal strains of 2017, Justice pulled out platters for the leadership of both parties. Except these platters were not covered in bull manure, like the one he unveiled last year before vetoing a budget bill.
I've got four of these that we're delivering. And we're delivering to our Speaker and our President and Tim Miley and Roman Prezioso. Now, they're a little bit different. If you'll open them up, and I got one for myself because I didn't think they'd give me one. It's got a big, giant Hershey Kiss. It's got a wonderful WVU or West Virginia type boutonniere. And it's got an 8-track tape that says Happy Days.
As expected, Justice also mentioned economic possibilities announced last fall with China Energy, which has been touted as a potential $83.7 billion investment in the natural gas and petrochemical industries.
It could really happen. And the reason it could probably happen is two things. And these are Trump cards that we have, and they're true Trump cards. President Trump genuinely wants the trade imbalance with China to change. And President Trump has put his first step foot forward to say a big part of that change is going to happen in West Virginia. And I'll promise you, President Trump and I are friends, and President Trump doesn't want me calling him saying, Donald, why isn't it happening?
In looking forward to this session and the forthcoming budget, Justice noted that the state's revenues stand above projections for the first time in 5 years. With that in mind, Justice says his proposed budget would more than triple the Division of Tourism's funding from $6 million to $20 million annually.
For every dollar that flows into tourism, it is unbelievable the multiplier effect that comes right back to us. We have got to market ourselves. At some point in time, you've got to get tired of waking up and watching the TV say, come to New York, or come to Michigan. It's driving me crazy.
Justice also proposed a 1% pay raise for all state employees, as well as an additional bump for teachers that would amount to 5% over 5 years. Other priorities for Justice include making community and technical colleges free and also increasing agricultural industries across the state. In closing, and again touching on an extended metaphor of his governorship serving as coach of West Virginia, Justice invited the Greenbrier East girls basketball team to the floor for a cheer. Best, they screamed with Justice, telling West Virginians to think of themselves as the best. It was a message of optimism that he hopes can be a theme of the legislative session.
We're on our way. Let's go get it done. Thank you.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich at the Capitol.